This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hello, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we knew we would get some of these kind of shocking and startling headlines of, you know, students and how they fared during the pandemic. And we kind of pushed the kids off to the side because the kids weren't the primary focus of COVID. We were dealing with adults. We were dealing with hospitals being overwhelmed. And with the exception of MISC, which we've talked about, some severe illnesses that some kids had gotten with COVID, for the most part, we were looking at COVID as more of a grown-up issue, a grown-up disease. People were out of jobs. People were stuck on shutdown. And we're like, you know what? The students will cope. They got Netflix. They have social media. They could be Snapchatting. They're fine. And they're not. We heard of a child that, you know, killed himself during his Zoom virtual class. I think there was another child in Maryland, and very sporadically we've been getting these headlines. Well, unfortunately, we found out that in my neck of the woods, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, 18 students killed themselves. This isn't accidental death. This wasn't injuries. This wasn't, you know, charging their iPhone when they were in the bathtub. Like one unfortunately tragically died a couple years ago. This is 18 kids decided to take their lives. One was as young as 9 years old. Now, as a mom, as a physician, as an educator, that freaks me out. That you cannot wrap your head around why any child, let alone a 9-year-old baby, would want to take their lives. And, you know, this COVID pandemic, and, that, you know, we're not going to get political right now. You know, obviously we have debated on, you know, how severe the shutdown should have been, you know, how much should we have subjected everybody else to this that might not have needed to be a casualty. And here we have, you know, just in one city in 9 months, 18 kids not dying of COVID, but dying because of COVID lockdowns, shutdowns, you know, and some people could say, well, you know what? It's not the virtual schooling. So they had other issues. The thing is when a child is depressed or a child feels like they have no other choice, it isn't just, well, they had to be, you know, in school online. I get that, you know, if something like that would cause somebody to commit suicide, people always reflect on when a friend of theirs or a loved one commits suicide, they blame themselves. And we as physicians, you know, or in the psychology field will say, look, you know, it's not you. That one thing you said to them, that one comment, if that was enough to put them over, they were already planning on ending their lives. But 9 months, or now we're going into roughly almost a year of this pandemic, and the depression these kids are seeing with their parents, or the stress their parents have of being out of work, and them not being among others, it starts to add and compound a lot more aggressively or exponentially with somebody that young and not as psychologically mature. So when somebody says, yeah, really, are we going to blame virtual school on a child committing suicide? The answer is we could. Even though with adults, it's a lot more multifactorial, or maybe there's a long, you know, history of mental illness and maybe there could be drugs. When you're looking at a 9-year-old kid, how long could they have really have been on pot or, you know, have had breakups and all that? There's not a lot in a 9-year-old's life, with the exception of school and home. So yes, it does play a bigger role. And so, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, all these schools being closed down are responsible for kids dying, but what I am saying is we need to get our act together, and we need to realize that just shutting down because of a virus that's deadly, if this was our response to COVID, then what are we going to do when, you know, Ebola comes or next flu season? I mean, you know, kids can't be a casualty when we already have enough casualties as it is. We need to make sure that the, you know, cure isn't worse than the disease. So, at this point, from what I'm hearing, the Clark County School District is going to start opening up voluntarily for small groups of students who want to come back on campus. It's a start. It's not ideal. You know, kids need to have their routine. Kids need to be around other kids. Kids need to feel like they're learning. They need to feel like they have a role. Kids need to be away from their parents. You know, I mean, me, one reason why I was really happy as a child, you know, and we had some really weird stuff happen during my childhood is because I got to escape and go to school. School was an escape. I loved school. You know, and, you know, a lot of kids, they use school to get away from their parents. So, you know, I would like to dissect and see what happened in each of these 18 cases, you know, to find out what played a role. But, you know, what I'm seeing with kids is they're home. They're on computers hours upon hours a day, not only for virtual, but then, well, then the video games. You know, they can't go to football practice. They can't go to, you know, Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or whatever. So, you know what? I'll be on my phone or I'll play a video game or I'll watch Netflix. So we've talked about this. Hours upon hours of screen time really affect with your psyche. And then on top of that, they're not getting vitamin D. They're not going outside. They're not getting the exercise. They're probably eating more junk food. All of that plays a role. And then for boredom, there's pot. And these kids are getting access to pot, and pot can also make you depressed. They also have access to their parents' liquor cabinet. My parents used to have a liquor cabinet. It was so small they rarely drank. Now, we don't have a liquor cabinet. We have a whole wall of decor of alcohol. You got the Midori. You got the Chambord. I mean, we have a whole wall of alcohol. I mean, people don't lock up the alcohol anymore. They probably should. You know, because kids will drink it and then they'll fill it up with water. Luckily, my kids are pretty good because they don't like the taste. But, you know, I got to watch it because if the friends come over, you know, I got to lock that stuff up. So, you know, this was really tragic. 18 kids too many. And that's just one city. And that's just of what was, you know, reported. So we definitely have a lot of work to do when it, you know, comes to getting our schools reopened and making sure that we're aware of what's going on with our kids. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So January is Birth Defects Awareness Month, and we've spoken about some of the various birth defects, but the good news is we have made some amazing advancements in how to treat those, even in utero, in the womb. And joining us next is Dr. Holly Hedrick, attending pediatric and fetal surgeon at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Dr. Hedrick, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Wow. Well, I know this is a vast topic. Tell us some of the more common birth defects that you see and take care of.
So, birth defects are super common. People don't realize it. One in every 33 babies, about 150,000 babies born each year in the United States with birth defects. I'm a general and thoracic pediatric surgeon, so the birth defects I see have to do with things in the chest and the belly, things like lung lesions, congenital diaphragmatic hernia, things like spina bifida, lesions that cause fluid collections inside the baby, or something called hydrops, or twin problems. So those are our most common things to see prenatally. Most moms are diagnosed at around 20 weeks when they have an anatomy scan. And often it's something they're told is rare. They may not have heard of it. The person who's diagnosed it may not have heard of, have seen it before, or taken care of it before. And so a lot of what we want with this month is to just get awareness that just because something's rare doesn't mean that there's nothing that can be done.
Exactly. You know, there was a shocking story a week or two of a study where two moms had cervical cancer, and the cancer was transmitted during the birth process in the vaginal canal and aspirated by both kids, and ended up, these two children ended up having lung lesions. They both survived. The mothers didn't, because it was advanced stage cervical cancer, but both the children survived, thank God, to the help of, you know, pediatric thoracic surgeons, as well as the chemotherapy and treatment they got. So, you know, kudos to everybody in your field. You guys are doing amazing. When I was in training, you know, baby had to be born, and now we can do the training, we can do the surgery while the baby's in the womb. Describe how that happens.
Well, the rationale is that first a bunch of, you know, things were followed. So the natural history was understood. We knew what would happen. And the rationale for doing something before birth is to change whatever it is, to make it so that at the time of birth things were better. And so not every diagnosis is amenable to this, but that's the rationale, is that if you do something earlier, does it make it better for the baby? And so something like spina bifida, where there is an opening in the back with neural elements exposed, by covering that before the baby's born, the neural damage doesn't happen. And so those children have much better functional outcomes. And so that's the rationale for all of these things, but they have to be studied. Like, we have to understand what happens. We have to understand the consequences of what we do. And so, it's a field that's relatively new, if you consider, you know, 30, 40 years new. But it's something that people have contemplated for centuries.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, I mean, and how is the amniotic sac preserved? How are surgeries done to, you know, allow it to still have as close to environment, you know, as prior to having that surgery?
Yeah, so the uterus and what happens with pregnancy, it's a very complicated process. But there are membranes that are attached, and those membranes have to stay attached. And so our open fetal surgery techniques are all about preserving those layers and the membranes. And then there's also been techniques that have developed to decrease the size of incisions on the uterus so that those membrane issues don't happen, because that usually sets into motion issues with having problems with the babies coming early. Mm-hmm. So it's all about preserving the pregnancy to as close to term as possible. And there have been techniques that have been developed over the years to help that.
That's fantastic. Do many women that undergo fetal surgery need to have C-section, or can they still do vaginal births?
So it depends on what is done. But for, if they have open fetal surgery, which means a hysterotomy, so an incision on the uterus, those almost always need to have a cesarean section, just because they don't want to labor and have the uterus rupture. And so there's a very important for everybody to understand that, the family, the patient, all physicians that will take care of them in the future, that would be a risk if they didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Holly.
And then for the fetus.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And then for the fetoscopic, which is when we just put a little camera in, those the mothers can labor.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're speaking to Dr. Holly Hedrick, attending pediatric and fetal surgeon in the Division of Pediatric General Thoracic and Fetal Surgery at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Man, Children's Hospital of Philly has been on the forefront of so much. What are some of the latest sorts of intervention and fetal surgery you personally are working on and researching?
So our center opened in 1995, and there's always ripple effects, right? And so part of what has occurred has been that our neonatal intensive care unit has grown from to over 100 beds, and the fact that we now have a birthing unit within the hospital to take care of babies right away who may need an intervention. The most common thing that we take care of prenatally is spina bifida. Other diagnoses include congenital diaphragmatic hernia, which is when there is a defect in the diaphragm and the things that are in the belly go up into the chest. Mm-hmm. Other things include lung lesions and other tumors that can happen on the back of the baby, something called a sacrococcygeal teratoma, twin problems, twin-twin transfusion syndrome, and things that need shunts, so things where fluid collects in places that cause the baby troubles. Those are the big ticket items.
Yeah, we just spoke about twin transfusion issues. There was a story on how identical twins are not always identical because of mutations and the twin transfusions obviously can cause changes where one gets more fluid than the other. The COVID pandemic, that has obviously altered the way millions of women are getting their prenatal care. Do you anticipate there being less opportunities to intervene because of the COVID pandemic, or, have you guys been able to overcome many of the challenges?
We did not change what we do. We changed a lot of protocols in terms of screening, but people were still diagnosed with problems, and mothers and families still came to the hospital and had interventions and fetal surgeries if needed, and were born here and had their neonatal care here. So those volumes didn't really miss a beat, but there were a lot of things put into place that changed the way we practice.
That's fantastic. So good. I mean, do you think that some families have foregone their 20-week ultrasound and not been as, from the obstetrical standpoint, and not been as compliant because of COVID? Or do you think in the obstetrical world, the moms are still getting their 20-week screen, well, all of their screens that they're due for?
Well, I think that was that's definitely a concern that they would not. And we know that the pregnancy rates may have gone up because of the pandemic. So that is definitely a concern, and we definitely want people to be seen and have their care. There's precautions, and depending upon where you are, there may be things like you have to go alone, which is always a hard thing to do, especially if you don't get all the news that you want. But I think our biggest focus for birth defects awareness month is just to be sure that people know that just because something is rare doesn't mean that nothing can be done. And so it's just that awareness that there are things and there are interventions, and there are times when we can really change the whole trajectory.
Amen. Amen. How can listeners find more information?
Our website is fetalsurgery.chop.edu. Once again, it's fetalsurgery.chop.edu, and if you go there, there are other links to other sites that can really help educate you regarding these diagnoses and the action steps to take.
Well, Dr. Hedrick, bless you and your team, and any help that we could provide for Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and all your work, we please count us in. We really appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you for having us. Our pleasure.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexican authorities say they have found 19 shot and burned bodies in Ciudad Victoria across the Rio Grande from Texas. The bodies were discovered along a dirt road outside Camargo after residents reported a burning vehicle. Authorities found two vehicles on fire containing the bodies. A California man was hospitalized following a home invasion robbery on Thursday after fighting off four attackers and fatally stabbing one of them. Jedediah Bonkutter, 18, of Kelseyville, was identified as a suspect who was fatally stabbed during the incident. He was pronounced dead at a local area hospital. Bonkutter and several other suspects who police said they suspected of being Norteo gang members are accused of driving to the Santa Rosa, California home with the intent to rob the victim. A Kissimmee, Florida police officer, Andrew Johnson, was fired last week after an internal investigation. Police Chief Jeffrey O'Dell made the decision to fire Johnson because his social media posts do not align with their core values. USA Radio News. As President Biden continues to be on track for the most executive orders by a president, many in Washington, D.C. are claiming Biden's priorities are geared for foreign governments and not the American people. One such example is immigration. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden has made immigration reform a priority in his first days in office, sending Congress a proposal that would create a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people illegally in the country. That proposal is already drawing pushback from Senate Republicans. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the president's proposal is dead on arrival. He tells Fox News there won't be much support for a measure that hurts American workers.
The bill that Joe Biden sent last week, I think, will be dead on arrival. It's far to the left of any immigration bill the Congress has considered. It would flood the labor markets with millions of unskilled migrants, whether they're here presently as illegal aliens or they're rushing to the border now. That would be terrible for working-class Americans, taking their jobs away or driving their wages down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the coming weeks, you're going to be hearing more and more about double masking, where you will wear two masks instead of one. We don't think it's going to be public policy. Joe Biden had urged us to do the 100 mask day challenge and has made an executive order for masks to be worn in federal buildings. But the double mask issue has been brought up by some public officials, and I think Fauci, Dr. Fauci, has
also suggested that that might provide more protection against many of these COVID strains and what's been going on with COVID. And it kind of prompted me to start a petition. I really like petitions, right? To, while President Biden is, and Congress is, you know, working on a $1 trillion package to fight COVID and stimulus and get kids back to school, to include funding for the N95 masks. These N95 masks, or N95 respirators without the valve, have been time and time again shown to be much more effective on protecting the wearer and those around them against pathogens way better than, you know, these surgical masks or gaiters or cloth masks. In fact, medical professionals and universities have not been able to elicit evidence that double masking works. They have to study that. We haven't studied double masking in COVID. And I'm a little frustrated because it's been a year now. And when COVID happened, it started in our country, we were told that, one, originally, don't use the masks. You don't have to panic about the masks. We need them for healthcare workers. And then finally, when healthcare workers were starting to get some masks, they said, all right, now we're going to do mask mandates. But the N95 mask was in short supply early on. And from what I'm understanding, it's still in short supply. And we are talking about putting billions of dollars into the COVID fight. And so if our masks that we have been wearing now for months, if our mask mandates don't seem to be curbing COVID, and we're now being told that many of our masks aren't good enough, which we've suspected this whole time, then why aren't we producing more and more N95 masks and making them available to the public? Now, the average healthcare worker still doesn't have enough access to N95 masks. They get one, and they have to maybe use that for the whole day. We used to trade out our masks after every patient. Reusing our masks is inadequate for our healthcare workers, and the public not having access to masks that help, if not work, is also inadequate. I mean, people keep asking, we have been doing masks for now 9 months. Why are cases rising and hospitals overwhelmed? Because the masks probably don't work. Then why doesn't the public have access to masks that work? We are about to spend trillions on this pandemic. And I'm not saying if we had more N95 masks, the whole pandemic would have gone away, but logic dictates that we might have really curbed a lot of the cases and maybe flattened the curve earlier if people had the proper amount of protection. I mean, we see all these pictures and memes of people with panties and underwear on their face or plastic bags, and those aren't appropriate. And I understand that the Trump administration started to ramp up production. I think they wanted, you know, millions made each day and distributed. I don't know whatever happened to that. And so the time is now. If President Biden is signing a bunch of executive orders and starting to allocate funds and money for the COVID fight, we need money for schools to reopen. We need money for the vaccine rollout. I would really like to see some movement on the N95 mask distribution so that our healthcare workers have plenty and the general public has access. And I think that might kind of change things. That we're hoping that the vaccine works. But if somebody says, you know what, there's not going to be a lot of ROI, return on investment, Dr. Dahlia, if we start putting money into the N95s, because the whole COVID pandemic is going to be over by the summer. Yes and no. I think we're going to see some huge progress with vaccines by the summer. But what are we hearing every day in the news? There's a new variant. The South African variant may be resistant to the vaccine. The virus is outsmarting the vaccines and the monoclonal antibody treatment. And then I don't know if you guys remember, but usually every fall, winter season, there's flu. There's some other virus. And then what, we're going to start this all over again? All right, we're going to shut down the schools. We're going to shut down the economy. We're going to have to come up with a new vaccine. It makes a little bit more sense to me to invest some money or infuse some money into businesses that can make more N95 masks. This is kind of a no-brainer. And if the president is right now starting to allocate money and focus on the COVID pandemic fight, I think public protection with masks that actually work is paramount. It's a no-brainer. So I started a petition. It's on my Facebook and Twitter, and I'll add it also to my website, to ask Congress to, while they're spending, again, we don't want, you know, the taxpayers being taxed any more than they already are, but if Congress is already spending trillions of dollars, to please allocate money to get N95 masks finally in the hands of the general public. Many of us are buying these from China, right? And you see how they're like, not, I can't even get the ear loop, right, to work. And these are not effective. They provide a barrier. They provide some sort of a barrier. But now Dr. Fauci's talking about wearing two masks. Well, then if we're already going to be spending the money and we're already ramping up production for masks that are too porous to block a COVID virus, why not ramp up production for the masks that actually do work? And the time is now. Joe Biden is on it. He is signing executive orders every day. And, you know, Congress is ready to spend. Congress is in a spending mode. So, fine. Can you put some of the money where it needs to be? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. In the meantime, for those of you that have been asking me about the double masking, what's the proper way to do it? No, don't invert, don't double fold. Wear the masks the way they are supposed to be worn, because, again, they do have to fit properly around the nose. There does have to be a seal. And we also want to make sure you can breathe. So for those of you that can't breathe with the double mask, you know, that does pose problematic. We do want you to be able to breathe. So, but for the double masking, we don't have any guidance on how that would roll out. Again, this was just some, you know, some of the medical experts as well as Dr. Fauci said, yeah, you know, the more the mask, the more a barrier. So, yeah, it makes sense. But we don't really have any guidance on, you know, how you would do that with your gaiters or, you know, with your underwear and panties that many of you guys have been putting on your faces, even just for fun. Guys love it. They've been like, I haven't put an underwear on my face all the time. I've been wearing my wife's bra over my nose and mouth. Fine, yeah, but that's not really conducive to the COVID fight. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the California strain, and the California strain of the virus. We're also going to be talking about some new developments in the South African strain and how some medical officials are a little bit concerned about how it's unfortunately starting to evade a lot of our advancements in the COVID fight. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as we deal with multiple variants of COVID, one variant that is becoming very popular is the UK COVID variant here in America. And the UK COVID variant, the B1117 variant, was discovered fairly recently, and then realized that it was probably around for a while. And then as medical experts, you know, were in the news going, oh, I don't think it's here in America yet. I think there's time. I'm thinking to myself, it's here. Once somebody discovers that there's a pathogen, it's already spread. So it's here in America. In fact, there's been 20 states that have reported that the UK COVID-19 variant has been here. And this didn't cause a lot of panic, and I hope it doesn't, because we've been told that the UK variant isn't more deadly. It may be more infectious, we've been told, where the spike protein has mutated to outsmart, you know, what a lot of us have been doing, and it's been spreading quicker among younger people and a lot more highly infectious, but we've been told that it's not more deadly. Now, I've kind of questioned that because if more people get a virus, then it can potentially be more deadly. But I understand that the splitting hairs surrounded, does the virus destroy our cells more viciously, or does it cause cytokine storm, which causes our lungs to decompensate and us become respiratorily compromised more quickly? And the answer to that was no. We hadn't seen evidence of that. Well, today, Dr. Anthony Fauci had said that the new UK variant does cause an increase in seriousness of infection, and I guess it can be more deadly. He warned that he had seen data that made him pretty convinced, but he had not shared the data yet. The UK variant is already in more than 21 states now. We've had at least 160 cases of it. The South African strain has not been detected yet in the United States. The South African strain has been on all of our watch list and radar because the South African strain is supposed to be very highly infectious. Again, not as deadly, but we believe there's been some evasion of some of our vaccines and antibody treatments. We did, though, get some good news on that, though, which I'll share in a second. There's a third variant in Brazil of COVID that is causing reinfection, where people are getting infected twice. And then in California, we have a strain that was emerged. This is very interesting. They said it was homegrown, and it emerged in California. However, its origins come from Denmark. So, obviously, we've had a very busy time. Epidemiologists and scientists are working overtime. I think we're going to need more scientists. So any kids that are wondering what the heck they could go into and what sort of field will be open, because the restaurant industry and the entertainment industry, you know, might be having some issues the next few years. Man, if you could go into the science, because we are going to need more and more. There's just so much to research. So if I could share some good news, the Moderna company has said that the COVID-19 vaccine does protect against the UK and South African variants. Moderna has vowed confidence. In fact, Pfizer had vowed confidence before as well. The company has been conducting in vitro neutralization studies of serum from individuals vaccinated with Moderna vaccine that were then exposed to the newly detected variants. So in vitro means in a lab setting, you know, like Petri dish type thing. In vivo means a study is done within the body. So the company conducted their own studies. Now, some of you are saying, Dr. Dahlia, wait, all right, if the company conducts it, they have a lot of money on the line, and their stock exploded today, their stock is doing pretty darn good, how do we know we could trust them? Well, most studies have to be peer-reviewed. And from what I understand, that their study is going to be peer-reviewed. But these are preliminary findings that we could at least comment on. The results from the trial show no significant impact in the vaccine's effectiveness of neutralizing the virus, despite the introduction of new variants, but the company will forge ahead with plans to test a booster shot to further increase neutralizing titers against emerging strains, as well as advance another variant booster candidate specifically against the South African variant. So what does that mean? That means that, as I've been saying all along, these vaccines are tinkerable and they are able to be adjusted to help change and fight the virus as we need to. And they feel the need to possibly have a booster. And this was something that we had been talking about, where our two shots aren't going to be it. We will probably need booster shots. It's going to be a mess. This is not easy. Now you know why I want the N95 masks. I mean, you know, this is going to be vaccine after vaccine and booster after booster. So, you know, they're on it. Pfizer and BioNTech vouch confidence in their COVID-19 vaccine's ability to protect against new variants. We still would like to see their, you know, studies be peer-reviewed. But right now, all we could do is deal with the here and now. And that's what I told you. You know, to forego vaccination while we're in a deadly pandemic with the current virus. You know, just like with the flu. You're not going to wait till, you know, 5 years from now to get your flu shot. If we're going into flu season, you get the flu shot. If we're currently now in a COVID season and this is the strain and we believe the current vaccines are fighting the current strain, that's all you could do. My concern is by the time the vaccine rollout gets done, the new strains will be here and the vaccine isn't going to be 95% effective as, you know, Pfizer and Moderna touted. So this new California strain is B1426. This California strain was thought to cause the rapid rise in infections during the holiday season in California. The state has seen over 3 million cases. 36,790 people have died. But the death toll in California doubled in less than 3 months. So this California strain, they believe, is highly contagious. They also believe is to blame for the surge. And the reason why this is so significant to the rest of us and the rest of the country is California has had some of the strictest measures. Now, I think we got some breaking news that they just lifted some of those measures and lockdown measures. But California has had some of the strictest. They weren't as strict originally, but then they started to close down beaches. They arrested somebody who was paddleboarding by himself in the middle of a river. And, you know, why then, you know, are they battling so many cases? Well, then maybe their strain is, you know, stronger. We had discussed that with New York, where we thought, you know, when many of the New York deaths and the spread of the virus was so much more severe than the West Coast early on last year was because they had a different strain. So researchers are now focusing on the California strain's transmissibility and its ability to circumvent masks, drugs, vaccines. So if somebody says the California strain is sensitive and will not be resistant to the vaccine, it hasn't been studied yet. They're studying that now. Again, if it's not, luckily the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are types where they can alter the mRNA code to code for the proper protein. Spike proteins are what we are using to help induce our immune system to learn how to fight what we need to fight for regular COVID when it comes into our body. I've discussed what the mRNA vaccines are, and I can always review that if you need. So, you know, we're taking your questions, your comments, your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.